one more. This is Bessie Smith's song. If you've ever heard me sing, and if any of you have, you've heard me sing it, because I sing it every time I sing. It's called Black Mountain.
Welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And I wanted this week's episode to focus on the women that left a profound mark in rock and roll. They sang, played, and performed from a brutally honest place and refused to be polished and refined, always staying true to themselves. Women like Big Mama Thornton, who left a resounding impact in the music world. Her growls that came from deep within her belly pierces your soul. Which, you'll hear in a bit what exactly I mean. So Thornton was a blues singer and a songwriter who shook up the music world with her recordings of Hound Dog and Ball and Chain that were later covered by Elvis Presley and Janis Joplin. And I don't think I need to mention that Janis and Elvis made these huge hits with these songs, while Willie Mae Thornton was largely overlooked. And her recording of Hound Dog was one of her earliest and most popular tracks. It topped the R&B charts for 7 weeks and only yielded about $500. Then with the rise of rock and roll in the 50s, blues just fell under the radar. So this led Thornton to San Francisco, where she began performing for several years without a label or a promoter. It wasn't until the 60s where a resurgence of the traditional blues brought attention to her musical talents. This ultimately led her to collaborative albums with Muddy Waters and Big Mama Thornton with the Chicago Blues Band in 1967, and then with Lightnin' Hopkins in Ball and Chain in 1968. And Big Mama Thornton is a unique phenomenon in the music industry, even when she was young. She's a daughter of a Baptist minister and a church singer. So when her mother passed away when she was only 14, she decided to leave her home to pursue a career as an entertainer. She joined a Harlem Revue as a singer, drummer, and harmonica player, regularly performing throughout the South for 7 years before moving to Houston in 1948 to begin her recording career. and it is her contributions to the music world that help lay the foundation for rock and roll. And before I get carried away, here's this week's playlist.
Too much. I wanna tell you, baby. I didn't it, yes, I didn't it, you know I did, I didn't it. Oh, oh my Lord, how it rained. Yeah, it rained 40 days, 40 nights without stopping. I know I was glad when the rain stopped dropping. Some was at the window, then some was at the door. Some cried, no, can't you take on more? But no, I cried out, no, no, my friends. The angels got the key and you can't get in. I know it rained, you know it rained. Rain too long, all night long. In the east, in the west, in the north, in the south. Oh, we did it rain. I didn't need, yes, I didn't need, you know I did, I didn't need.
And who can forget the godmother of rock and roll? Sister Rosetta Tharpe was a rarity as she shaped popular music and found commercial success through her blending of gospel music with the secular, even inspiring Johnny Cash and Little Richard. She was the daughter of cotton pickers, and her mother was heavily involved in the church as a preacher, gospel singer, and mandolin player. So she encouraged her daughter's obvious musical talents, and as a result, Tharpe would perform in a traveling evangelical troupe, singing and playing guitar throughout South America by the age of 6. It was a windy city of Chicago that exposed her to jazz and blues, which she then mixed with her gospel music. Her songs Rock Me, That's All, My Man and I, and The Lonesome Road that were these massive hits that ultimately catapulted her into stardom. Then towards the end of 1938, Rosetta would appear with Cab Calloway. Although this would help her reach a larger audience, it was actually considered scandalous that a woman playing guitar, singing gospels, would sing alongside the jazz and the blues. Then during World War II, Tharpe was one of the two black gospel acts, with the Golden Gate Quartet being the other. And along with entertaining the soldiers overseas, she toured the nation with the Dixie Hummingbirds. And in 1944, she recorded with Boogie Woogie pianist Sammy Price. Their first collaboration, Strange Things Happening Every Day, landed on the Billboard's top 10, which was an absolute rarity for a gospel song. And Tharpe actually lost popularity when she cut a straight blues record, leaving fans outraged at the lack of gospels. So she left to tour in Europe, hoping the controversy would die down. But it took time for her to regain some of her fan base back. And before I dive any deeper, here's the rest of the playlist. Enjoy.
Just came. get between. Heaven is, please tell, that fault in me you've seen, 'cause I'm not a bad gal. I'm gonna tell you, darling, that I'm not the kind. So if you should quit me, I would lose my mind. 'Cause a pretty sweet daddy I know a good girl can find, 'cause I'm not a bad gal.
When it rains 5 days and the skies turn dark at night, when it rained 5 days and the skies turned dark as night, then trouble taking place in the lowlands at night. I woke up this morning, can't even get out of my door. There's enough trouble to make a poor girl wonder where she wanna go. Then they rolled a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. Then they rolled a little boat about 5 miles across the pond. When it thunders and lightning and the wind begins to blow, there's thousands of people ain't got no place to go. Then I went and stood upon some high old lonesome hill. Then I went and stood upon some high old lonesome hill. Then looked down on the house where I used to live. Backwater blues done caused me to pack my things and go. Pack my things and go. 'Cause my house fell down and I can't live there no more. I can't move no more. I can't move no more.
Show me.
That's it for me this week, guys. And I can't emphasize enough how grateful I am to have you guys listen in and actually message me about the podcast or send me music on my Instagram or Twitter, which find me under Napalm Nanny in the Shack in both. And I genuinely cannot express how grateful I am that people are sharing it on their social media platforms or that they're sending it to friends and family. It really does help me out and it does motivate me to do this on a weekly basis. And it has motivated me to figure out how else I can expand the podcast as far as potentially inviting other local artists and maybe taking this on the road. The options are endless and I never would have thought I would have been here, and it's all because of you guys, so thank you. And with all that being said, till next week, I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.